This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It's been 3 years since the Louisiana legislature approved medical marijuana as a treatment option for certain health conditions. The drug is expected to become available to patients this year, and the number of people who could qualify has grown to about 100,000. After the legislature expanded the program to include medical conditions like chronic pain and PTSD. A previous rule by the Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners limited doctors to recommending medical marijuana to just 100 patients each. But the state board voted last week to eliminate that patient cap, out of concern that it would make the drug too difficult to access. Around 30 physicians in Louisiana have been approved to recommend the drug. Dr. Victor Chow is one of them. He's the owner of a medical marijuana clinic in Baton Rouge. Dr. Chow, the Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners voted to lift a restriction that had been put in place previously that said you, as a physician with a permit to recommend medical marijuana, could only do so to 100 patients. Did you support that restriction being lifted, and if so, why?
Yes. There's two main problems with that restriction. One is 100 patients is not enough for a doctor to become an expert in medical marijuana. We ask our doctors to be experts in their fields, and usually you become an expert by seeing as many patients as you can. 100 patients a year, unfortunately, most doctors would not have even been able to pay the rent and their staff at that level. The other problem with that restriction is that we as doctors, we feel we have an ethical obligation to do the very best for every single one of our patients. And if you're restricted to only providing this treatment to 100 patients, you're put in a very sticky situation of having to decide amongst your perhaps thousands of patients who are the lucky 100 that get this treatment. And as doctors, we don't like to be put in that type of situation.
How quickly did you reach that 100 patient cap?
Sure. I opened my clinic in May of this year. Now, I had started registering patients a few months prior, but I had basically reached 100 registrations by the middle of May. So literally within 2 weeks of opening my clinic, I had already signed up my first 100 patients. Everyone else after that, unfortunately, had to go on a waiting list. And at one point in time, my waiting list had got to close to 700 patients.
Jacob Irving also supported lifting the patient cap. Jacob has cerebral palsy and qualifies for medical marijuana. Jacob, previously, Louisiana law required you to revisit your physician every 90 days in order to renew your recommendation for medical marijuana. In a very close vote, the state board also voted to lift that restriction. You supported that. Why?
I don't see my physicians every 90 days for anything. Being mandated to go in every 90 days or else you can't fill your prescription puts someone in a very precarious predicament. You know, especially as a young professional, I travel a lot. I often get very busy. Blanket rules like that, inconvenience people. They stigmatize the drug by treating it the same way as like opioids or, you know, many other drugs. I've actually, through my history of just having cerebral palsy, I've taken several more dangerous drugs that never had any questions about it.
Eligible patients are expected to have access to medical marijuana as soon as November. LSU and Southern University's agriculture centers are growing the plant and will process the medicine into different forms like oils, edibles, or pills. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.